As retired general and now President Richard Myers takes over as head of Kansas State, there is more than just a lot of work waiting. Myers had previously said he was not going to apply to be the president of the university, but then some things came up. First of all, President Myers says he was surprised by just how much he liked being back in Manhattan and on the campus of Kansas State, interacting with the students, the staff, and the faculty. And that was followed by optimism.
Despite all the challenges, the people here are pretty optimistic and want to solve problems and are going to do their best no matter what the budget environment is like or looks like, and they don't panic. So it was their willingness to try to tackle these tough challenges that we face that said, man, maybe I can make a small difference in a couple of these areas. And so after a while, I got my confidence up. People were supportive. It's just a good place to work and be. And I think for all the reasons that so many people are in Manhattan, Kansas, at Kansas State University, it's just the people again. And so that's what convinced me finally. So I was very late. Almost the last hour of the last day you could submit your application, I finally did it. So I was thinking about it all the way to that point, for sure.
You've been at the job now for a number of months. Any surprises?
No, I wouldn't say surprises. I mean, from the time, you know, you arrive on campus, you learn that we have some real budget issues. How do we make ends meet? We've got generally the lowest faculty salaries in the Big 12. A lot of our folks that some of the staff are much lower than KU. We're not doing as well by our people as we should. So that's not a surprise. It's just learned that early on. It's how you solve it is it's not clear yet how we solve that problem, but it's certainly got to be problem number one.
There has to be a difference between being a Air Force general and a president with part of your staff tenured underneath you. Any problems, any obstacles you hadn't thought about?
No, I as the interim, I had time to think about that. And I'll just say this about tenured individuals, faculty. I got a lot of encouragement from a lot of faculty members to, would you consider staying on? And if I, clearly not all of them, probably there are a lot that would just soon I'd keep on walking, but there were enough that said, please, you know, if you think about staying, that gave me encouragement along those lines. And, you know, when you're in senior positions in the Pentagon, you got to deal with an entrenched bureaucracy that in some ways, behaves like tenured professors. I mean, they're entrenched and they can outweigh you and so forth, and they don't have to exactly do sort of the policy that you lay out. This is much better. I mean, we're all about students here. We're all about the faculty that does research. We're all about their research. I'm all about that. So, I mean, we have a common goals, and I hope we can make things better.
You talked about the money problems.
Yep.
The legislature comes into session in January. What kind of plans is the university making to address these issues?
Several. So we've already met with legislators around Polytechnic in Salina. We had breakfast last Friday with legislators from this general area. Five legislators came to breakfast. And then we're going to do the same thing in Olathe and try to meet with the newly elected legislative leaders in Topeka last Thursday morning. They were out that day so it didn't line up with the schedules, but we're trying to do all of that before the session starts so we will know people before the session starts. And then part of what we're trying to do here at Kansas State is explain our proposition to legislators in terms of what's the return on the investment that the state taxpayer might make. And there's several ways to look at that. There's economic impact, and some are easier than others to kind of quantify, get the data for, but we're working very hard to be able to tell people, okay, for every dollar you put in, this is what the state reaps in benefits. And that can be done in several ways. And I think the numbers would be really, really supportive of more dollars into higher education. It's the lifeblood of prosperity in Kansas. And if we don't do that, then we're we're not going to move forward.
So what budget proposal are you making for Kansas State University?
Well, we're probably going to ask for a tuition increase. Don't know if we'll get approved, but we're going to ask for a tuition increase. We're going to we've asked for some help with some projects here that have been funded in the past that we hope to move forward as well, get them reinstated. And then we at some point we're going to have to raise the priority, and I don't know when exactly we're going to do this, on how we recapitalize our College of Agriculture, their infrastructure. They produce the majority of research that's done at this university, and their facilities are, some of them are not very good. I asked John Flores, the dean, to take me on a tour of his best facility and his worst, and we did that. The worst is pretty bad. And if you want to do high class, really productive research, you need good facilities. So we'll start to have those discussions. So those would be some of the priorities.
It's my understanding that the College of Ag facilities are not only not that good, as you pointed out, but there's not much room, is there?
There's not much room for expansion, no. And so if you want to do additional research, which we're capable of doing, we have people that want to do it. And by the way, when I talk about research, it's not just about faculty doing research. It's faculty and students doing research. We could generate, you know, a lot more folks in master's and PhD programs that way. Undergraduates that can participate in research and have a killer resume when they go out on the market. Hey, I've participated in this kind of research. That's what we're looking. It's all about, fundamentally, it's about the student experience. But if we're going to be a public research university, we've got to fulfill some of those research needs. And we're really good at some stuff that really makes a difference to the world in terms of plant safety, food safety.
You talked about helping out the College of Ag in looking at new facilities. We built some new facilities. Where do they stand?
We are moved into the new business college, opened in August, just in time for students to arrive. Weefall Hall, the new residence hall, opened just in time for students. I mean, it was, we got the approval the night before they moved in the next morning. The engineering phase has been open for some time now. The Welcome Center is open, the Career Placement Center in Memorial Stadium, that renovation is all done. A lot of the new facilities now are online. The union, the student union, is the one that is behind. That was, of course, approved by student fees. Students approved their fees to redo the union. I don't know if people have been in our union lately, but it's really gorgeous. It's just going to take us quite a bit more time now, another 6, 7, 8 months to finally finish that. There's some issues, but they'll deal with them, and they have the money to deal with them, so we'll sort that out. But the facilities are coming online. It's a lot of the campus is getting cleaned up. A lot of the chain link fences that people had to navigate around or figure out, they're kind of gone at this point.
So is there any building that's projected to start in the spring?
Let me think about that. I got to think. Probably. I'm trying to think what that might be. There is a proposal. I don't want to go too much into it, about a public private partnership with some additions on the south end of campus, and I'll roll that out later. But it's if that moves, it's going to move pretty fast, and there could be groundbreaking. Perhaps this year on a project. That's where a private corporation comes in. They spend the money, they build it, and then we provide the revenue that services their debt, and they make their profit on it, and we use that for whatever, housing or even some office space. So we've got some ideas, trying to move things a little faster in some areas, not all areas.
So how do we do with student numbers regarding enrollment?
Well, you know, we were down a little bit starting the fall semester. We'll see where we are, see how it works out for the spring semester. We've got work to do, and we've got some initiatives in place to try to help with that. We'll see if it's enough and how broad our initiatives have to be as we look at enrollment. But we'd like to, if nothing else, stabilize our enrollment, because we were down several hundred in the fall semester from what we were expecting. That's a $4.5 to $5 million hit to our budget. We'd counted on that revenue. It's not there. So how do we make up for that? And yet we have the same expenses. We haven't laid anybody off. We haven't stopped doing anything. So we have these expenses, and it creates a real budget issue here, particularly halfway through the through the year. So we've got folks looking at how we're going to accommodate that.
Do we know why student numbers were down?
I think to some degree it was financial, that with the rising cost of tuition and so forth, that some folks just decided they couldn't afford to come here. If you ask Pat Bosco, our Vice President for Student Life, he would tell you that in the community colleges aren't seeing, in Kansas, aren't seeing increases. So I think we're just losing people out of the higher education system, which is not a good thing for the state of Kansas. But I think that's one of the reasons. And then there are states, our surrounding states offer pretty favorable tuition to come to their institutions. And we've got to determine how we're going to compete with that.
If the legislature, when it's all said and done, doesn't come across with the money that's needed, what happens?
Well, first of all, the state of Kansas, as I understand it, has got about a $350 million deficit in revenue to fund their budget for the rest of this fiscal year. How they're going to deal with that, I don't know. There have been some plans and so forth, how they might address that without hitting higher education, or for that matter, secondary education again. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But another hit this late in the fiscal year, so if we got a decrement to our normal allotment in January or February, let's say, with only a few months left to the end of the fiscal year, that would be a huge, huge problem. And how we're going to deal with it has not been decided yet. I think there's growing consensus that it cannot be, we just take whatever the amount is and then we spread that over all the units and everybody kind of takes a proportional hit. We may have to look at doing something more strategic and more programmatic, but we haven't made those decisions yet.
Give me some idea when you say something a little more strategic. What does that mean?
It means looking at perhaps you have programs that don't produce a lot of revenue in the form of tuition and yet have, you know, staff on board and so forth. So you have to look very closely at those kind of programs to say, do we want to continue those? Now that would be pretty radical. And like I said, no decisions have been made. So far we've said, we'll just do, everybody gets a little bit of the cut. So we have to look at balancing this and making sure that we're putting these revenue dollars to programs that can produce, that the rest of the campus isn't subsidizing, is the way it basically works out.
Have you gotten good support from the Board of Regents?
I would say yes. And they're seized on this whole notion of budget. They understand that we're all the Kansas Board of Regent institutions, the six universities, all have the same problems. So they're well aware. I think they're great advocates for what we need, and we'll be partners as we go to the legislature and try to convince them to stop the bleeding and perhaps get this pendulum swinging back where maybe more state appropriations can come towards higher ed. That's where we want to be at some point. It won't happen probably this year. It could happen in a couple of years, though. So that's what we're hoping for.
So what's the main thing right now on your desk that you have to address?
I think it goes back to, the main thing I think is how we accommodate the budget shortfall we have from the decreased revenue dollars that are a result of decreased enrollment in the fall. And then going forward, how do we tell the story of what Kansas State University does for this state and the region in a way that is convincing and inspiring to our legislators? That's what has to be done. And we've got a pretty good story. We're trying to make that story better and more understandable.
That's the new president of Kansas State University, Richard Myers. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.